Hello and good afternoon. Hope everyone is having a lovely day so far. My name is Lorinda.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Benny.
And together we are Benny and the Jets, and we are here today to talk to you about how to quit your job with class and professionalism. I think most of us could agree we know what not to do when quitting a job, such as not giving enough or any notice, not showing up for your last shift, or yelling, "I quit," and storming out. But how many of us actually know the professional way to quit a job?
First, we want to address the fact that you do not want to burn any bridges with your employer. You never know when you may want to use them as a reference or even when you want your job back, which leads us to another topic.
Be absolutely sure you want to quit your job and take the time to think about whether or not it is the right decision. If you have another job lined up, you can always ask to shadow someone in the position for a day to see if it is a good fit. Also, making a pros and cons list is always a good idea to remember the good and bad about your current position and using that to make a decision. Some things to consider for the new position are the work environment, the flexibility, the salary, the benefits, and any opportunities for advancements.
If you do not have a new job lined up, you might want to think very hard about this decision. Be aware that it may take months before finding a new job. If you have a valid reason, you may be eligible for unemployment benefits. It may vary from state to state, but some compelling reasons for quitting and receiving benefits include family emergencies, medical reasons, and constructive discharge, which could mean an employee is leaving a dangerous workplace due to sexual harassment or illegal acts in the workplace.
When you are ready, the first person you should tell about your plans should be your boss. You absolutely do not want your boss to hear it from anyone else if you plan on leaving without burning any bridges. Perhaps negotiating or on a fair settlement offer to help your current employer find your replacement. Be sure to do your best and complete all open assignments and leave detailed progress reports for your boss. When telling your boss, make sure to emphasize the positive and leave out anything negative. Talk about how the other company benefits you and mention that it was just time to move on and try something new. It is very important to remember to not be negative. Talk about how the other company benefits you and mention that it was just time to move on and try something new. It is very important to remember to not be negative. You want to maintain a good relationship with your former boss. Before walking out of the door for the last time, a great way to stay connected with supervisors and coworkers would be connecting through your network of contacts.
Now, how much notice should you give? If you sign an employment contract, it is best to abide by those standards. Otherwise, it is always good to give at least 2 weeks worth of notice. Also, it is good to know that you are not obligated to stay any longer than the notice you gave, even if your boss asks you to stay longer.
The best way to give notice is to write a formal letter of resignation. Now, the way that you deliver this letter can vary depending on the generation that your employer is from. Older generations typically prefer face-to-face contact, so handing them the letter in person is vital. This is very important because it shows respect and courage to hand them the letter. For millennials, or those born between 1978 and 1998, email resignation is typically acceptable and may be preferred. Never send a resignation over text, no matter the generation. Texting is extremely informal. Also, take time on this letter or email. Make sure it is professional and polished. There are a ton of websites to show you how to write a formal letter, and there are plenty of examples to go by as well. A good website to check out for that is Purdue OWL.
Well, that's all we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoyed and learned from this podcast, and now you will master resigning with class and professionalism. On our next show, we will be talking about team building activities in the workplace. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.